Kids are having so much fun on the playground, they don't notice Iowa's most prominent pair of trumpeter swans nearby, lounging in a protected lagoon at Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines. In the wild, Iowans are more likely to see a bald eagle, but that's beginning to change. A campaign to restore the rare swan is paying off.
We're at Hamlin Town. It's a waterfowl production area. It's located about 10 miles north of Clear Lake.
Dave Hoffman is a wildlife research technician with the Department of Natural Resources. He's been tracking the repopulation of trumpeters since the mid-90s and routinely drives by marshlands that have been converted from cropland back to wetlands.
There's a bonded mating pair that's taken up residence here at Hamlin Town Slough. The young cygnets, the young produced last year, they're flying around the area here. And so to speak, mamas and papas giving them the boot.
Here comes five cygnets just going to fly right over me. What a beautiful sight. The lumbering trumpeters fly like 747s with a generous profile and a deliberate flight path. It takes a 7 to 8 foot wingspan to lift more than 30 pounds of payload. The black-billed beauty is a survivor. It was hunted by early settlers for food and warm clothing. Then, as pioneers became farmers, wetlands were drained so crops could grow. With their habitat depleted, the trumpeters vanished in the late 1800s. They're now protected. There's a $1,500 fine for killing one. And Cerro Gordo County farmer Dave Hansen is welcoming them home.
Trumpeter swans are a way of telling how good we are treating the environment, like the canary in the old coal mines.
7 years ago, Hansen put 163 acres into the Wetland Reserve Program.
They broke all the tile that my father had put in years and years ago and dug out the places that were potholes were indicated by the type soil types that were wetland soil types, and then just let nature do the rest, and the ponds are back.
The Hansen Everglades boast a dozen ponds now, and the trumpeter swans have noticed. He's hoping to attract a nesting pair this spring. The courtship is already underway in the wetlands of Iowa. We recorded this couple's romance at Hamlin Town. It's known as the unison call, a part of the mating game as important as their flamboyant wing display.
Well, it's a spectacular feeling. You know, little did I dream, but I was hopeful. 50 plus nesting pairs of trumpeter swans, and I was way beyond our first expectation and goal was 15.
50 nesting pairs is a modern-day milestone, and no one is more elated than Ron Andrews, the retired DNR officer who helped launch the program.
I think just to get them over the hump so that they're producing enough so they can self-sustain themselves, you know, on their own without any assistance from biologists or the private partners that we have out there. And I think we're really close to being there right now.
Just down the road from the surf ballroom, this young male was delivered to the DNR's Clear Lake office. He's nicknamed the Big Bopper and is the offspring of the Des Moines Zoo swans. The zoo and other partners have supplied dozens of young trumpeters born in captivity, like the Big Bopper, who got his first look at a possible lifelong partner at the DNR's temporary holding pond.
It'll be his choice to try and hopefully pick out one of these as a mate. Kind of first date at the love pond.
Next month, the lovebirds will be released, probably in southern Iowa, to expand Iowa's emerging population of trumpeter swans. In Clear Lake, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.